it's Steve once again. We've just had the second semi-final and 10 more countries have qualified for Saturday's grand final. They are Albania, Cyprus, Estonia, Belgium, Austria, Lithuania, Poland, Australia, Armenia and Slovenia. That means we do say goodbye, sadly, to Romania, to Iceland, to Denmark, to Greece, to Georgia and to San Marino. But what an amazing job they all did. The running order for the grand final is now out. But first, let's hear from tonight's semi-final qualifiers.
You're listening to the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast.
Good stuff from Belgium. You erupted into tears tonight.
Yes, because, yeah, it's a dream of mine, you know, and to finally be able to do this was, I really kept it in for a long time, and that was just like an eruption of emotions. We all were in tears, you know.
Did you feel the crowd tonight?
Yes, well, yeah. But it's weird to say that, but yeah, I did feel like there was love in the air, yeah, I have to say. And it just only pushed us to become better on stage, I have to say. And it was, yeah, it was a beautiful experience. Yeah, it's an out-of-body experience.
You're through to the grand final now. And all this week, people have been saying your name, talking about how you're bringing the party, the connection with your singers, with Pussy on stage. Has it kind of steamrolled? No, what's the word?
In the snow, a ball rolls in the snow, how you call that?
Has it snowballed?
Yes, thank you. I guess, you know, because we came here and it was still a bit like, we don't know what's going to happen. And it's nice to see that the hard work, in a way, paid off now, because we really feel like we made something that mattered on stage and people responded to it. And I'm also I'm going to cry again. You can't do this to me. But it's also beautiful because I really am so proud that I get to represent something queer and inclusive. And that, in a way, it feels like people embrace that. And I was a little bit scared in my brain as a young little boy, like maybe people won't like it if I'm portraying this on stage. So it felt like a great little nod and pat on the shoulder to a little boy inside of me. I'm sorry to do that.
So basically, little Gustav would have been proud of Gustav right now.
Yeah, a little bit.
You brought the party. Pussy made everyone go wild.
Yes.
The vibe between everyone is amazing. And now you've got the grand final to look forward to.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that, yeah.
Gustav, well done.
Thank you so much.
Andrew Lambrou from Cyprus, you have qualified, mate.
I've done it. I can't believe it. This is just crazy. I'm so speechless. I'm so grateful. And Eurovision is just amazing.
Tell us, what will your granddad be doing right now? Did he get up early?
Oh my God, everyone got up early. Everyone was up at 5 a.m. in Australia. I can only imagine what's going on. When I go home and check my phone, I think my phone's going to explode. But I'm just really happy, and I hope I made everyone proud, and I just feel so great right now.
What was the wait like for your country's name?
Well, I was lucky because I was called second.
Oh, you were, yes.
So I was like, oh my God, I'm in already. It was just amazing, and I've been working so hard, and to put all my energy into this for such a long time and to get through to the final is everything I could have asked for.
You know, like, these are a hard 2 weeks and you have to have a full gas tank, don't you? We were talking about this the other day. You have to have a full gas tank and we're so far deep. Like, how do you keep on refilling and refueling?
I've not had a single sip of alcohol for this entire process. Every time I get the opportunity to rest, I rest. And that has been vital for me, because there's so much happening. Looking after myself is very important, so you don't you don't conk out by the end. So I have to be careful with my voice now, because I've been screaming and shouting because I'm so excited. But yes, I will try my best to be cautious.
Save a little bit more, Andrew. You got the grand final now.
Thank you so much. It's amazing.
Brunette, you made it through.
Yay!
How was it when you went through?
Yeah, it was amazing. For a moment, I was like really nervous. I was shaking, and then...
How did it feel on stage?
The stage? Like, I was like really loving the rehearsals, but this last moment, last performance was something else. It was like something else.
Why? Did you just feel different energy?
Yeah, different energy, different emotion, different support. Like, it was really quite different from the rehearsals, and it was amazing.
And you're on that stage, it's got to be so moody. You got to take yourself into a zone, don't you?
Yay.
How do you do that?
I was like feeling the moment. I was really feeling the moment, and I'm great. I'm like feeling great that I do that. It's amazing.
You did so well, Brunette. You're through to the grand final.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The Kelmendis, Albina, you qualify for the grand final. How do you all feel? You were first out as well. Your name was named first. So that must have been such a relief.
Yeah. Yes. It was one crazy moment.
The Kelmendi stars.
This is Mario. This is your boss, isn't it?
He's the head of delegation.
Kelmendi stars, not the Kelmendi family.
The Kelmendi stars.
They're starting to call us Slaymendi on Twitter. I love that.
The Slaymendi. How did it feel on stage together?
Oh, finally good.
Yeah, it was an amazing feeling. Realizing that you're being watched by millions of people live on the moment, it gives you so much more emotions. Even though we had like general rehearsals with the audience, they were emotional too, but this was another story.
If people saw you for the first time today, just explain, what does Duye mean?
Duye is all about loving each other, having respect for each other, loving and accepting everyone for who they are and what they do. And as Mother Teresa said, if you want to promote happiness and love, go home and love your family.
Kelmendis, well done.
Thank you.
I'm here with Monica Linkita from Lithuania and Tatera and Selena from Austria. Well done.
Thank you.
Monica, first of all, you went crazy when your name was announced. How did you feel?
I still don't find the right words to describe my feelings, but I'm very, very proud of myself. I'm very proud of Lithuania. I'm proud of like myself because I was doubting myself so much, like so many years. And now I'm here, you know.
You deserve this, as you should. You should be proud.
I'm so crying when you're saying something like that.
Yeah, I know that many people, like in music industry, we are doubting ourselves so many times, so many years and everything. And we all have this, but we shouldn't, because as we are already enough.
Yeah.
And the world is giving us the pressure to feel that we are not enough, but actually we are. The way that with our, you know, mistakes and everything, we are enough.
Make her cry even more now.
You need to stop talking.
No. Let her talk.
No, you're absolutely right. Thank you so much for your words.
For real.
Did all the pre-parties feel worth it, Tahir and Selena? You've made it to the grand final.
Absolutely. This has been so much fun. And I feel like it's the same vibe as the pre-parties, you know. It's the same type of people.
Yeah,
it's the same crowd that loves and shares the passion and just dances and screams, and it's just been so cool.
You have to go to the draw. Go and do it. We'll talk to you in a minute. All right, no problem. I'm going to talk to Monica still. How are the girls, the backing singers? How are they?
Oh, they are like super, super, super happy. The same as I am. And yeah, I think that we are not actually understanding what happened, and the happiness level is like over, you know, over the place, and they're crying, and yeah, it's just like, oh, I don't know how to describe my feelings, really.
Shuto tuto, you got it through to people.
Yes, and you know, I was not expecting that, but like, not like when I wrote that phrase, I didn't know what's gonna happen, but you know. Yeah, it's just like everyone touched that phrase and everyone wants to sing it, and it's just like the dream come true, yeah.
Your second grand final?
Yes.
You gotta go. Monica, well done.
Thank you.
Steven, get here.
You made it. I'm really sweating.
You made it.
The Joker Out Boys from Slovenia, they kept you to last.
Yeah.
Oh! It always happens to the Slovenians.
Best comes last.
Yeah.
Honestly, boys, how are you feeling?
We're feeling great.
I'm not sure if I want to fall asleep or go party.
Well, you got to do it all again tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
Were you ever nervous that you wouldn't make it?
I have to say that we were extremely proud of how we did today. So there was no pressure. I mean, of course, we were a little nervous, but I believe I would feel the same and we would feel the same about our performance, even if we didn't go through, you know, so.
What I love is the friendship between you five. It's like super genuine. You got that from the pre-parties and now you made it to the grand final of Eurovision for your country. Well, like
the
So, okay, so party or rest?
It's somewhere in the middle.
Pressed.
Definitely rest.
Party or rest?
Party.
Party or rest?
Party until 3 a.m.
There is a split in the camp.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 3 a.m.
We can give ourselves a bit of leeway, but we'll still be fresh for tomorrow, I promise.
Boys, well done. Congratulations. Joker out through to the grand final for Slovenia.
Thank you very much.
Selena, what a night. You've like your emotions have been everywhere, but you're through to the grand final. Right?
Yeah, I know. This is like, it's insane. I would have never believed as a child that I would stand on Eurovision stage when I'm older. I mean, that was like the biggest dream ever, and now it's coming true. And I mean, it already has come true, so we were on Eurovision stage.
Could you hear everyone going, po 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 crazy?
Po 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 crazy?
Po 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 crazy. Could you literally hear...
I'm going to go po 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 crazy tonight.
Because when Austria got announced, the crowd, they went to a portion of the crowd and they were like, po 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 po. Yeah.
No, I didn't hear it. I think I was in my zone. I'm so sorry. I was like just hugging everyone.
What does it mean to go through to the grand final?
A childhood dream coming true.
Amazing. Selena, good luck. Have a good couple of days and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much. See you.
I'm here with Three of Voyager and we're currently watching Slovenia go a bit crazy.
Every Roger go absolutely crazy.
Go for it, boys.
What did they draw? What did they draw? Second or first?
Who knows? I don't know. What did you guys draw?
Second.
Second half.
You've got the bit of paper as well. So
yeah, I stole it. Sorry.
I should say congratulations, Voyager, for getting through for Australia to the grand final. What was it like when they called your name?
I don't know yet, to be honest. I'm not sure. I haven't processed it.
I've noticed an addition to your beard today. It's glitter.
Yes, it's very glittery. Just like a unicorn's beard would be if a unicorn had a beard.
How did it feel on stage today?
Phenomenal. I could hear everyone singing while the music was blaring in my in-ears. So if that gives any idea as to how energetic and pumped the audience was... Oh my God, that ending.
They were going for it, man. Like even from like the minute we went out, it was just like, yeah! Like, oh my God.
Did it feel like your best performance so far?
Oh, look, yeah. How can you not with a crowd like pumping you up like that? It's just, yeah. You just feed it. It just goes inside and you just like push it right back out to the audience again. It's so good.
Exactly. Voyager is kind of unique in that like, When the pressure is on, we just resort back to going to having motivation to playing the best gig we can play. So we're like, whatever happens, we're going to put on
the best possible show we can. Yeah. And just enjoy every second of doing exactly what we are all born to do.
So basically, today we were doing a little meet and greet, selling of merchandise on the coloured steps. And we were having a great time. And then we heard this wet, solid thud. And we went, what the hell was that? And both myself and Scott...
Bird all over my trousers.
Yep, our legs. Just covered on our legs. Scott got it the worst, sadly. And then I had the remainder on my shoe and the bottom of my white trousers. We were wearing the worst colours, black and white.
Black and
white. Like, it just showed up everything. Yeah. So, everyone was going, that's good look, that is... So we're like, okay, well, let's hold hands and draw that together and see if that works. And we wanted second half, and...
There it is.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
I knew that you got on.
We wanted to test the Scouse theory.
And you know what? It's come out good.
Yep. Amazing. It sounded like someone throwing pancake mix into a puddle.
It was so wet and hard.
They targeted you, but to give you good luck. Exactly.
Thank you, Seagull.
The other thing is, they'll all be celebrating in the morning, back at home. Morning parties in Australia.
Oh, look, I saw Danny's phone before, and I'm really scared to look at my own, because it was just... like messages, so
people are pouring Baileys on their cornflakes and having a rip snorter of a breakfast.
Good sponsor mention there.
I know, right? Well,
Also, I love watching you. You basically had run out of alcohol in your bubble, hadn't you?
Almost instantaneously. I mean, we've got a lot of people to feed booze to.
We got there and it was empty, and then they brought three bottles, and then that was empty. And I don't know, we like to party hard. What can we say?
Well, you're a band, and you've closed the show, and you deserve it. So congratulations. Grand final! Woo-hoo-hoo! So at this point, they have to go to the press conference. So we're going to speak to Poland's Blanka and Alika from Estonia when they've finished. In the meantime, let's get some chat about how semi-final two went. So once again, to offer some expert analysis, to offer their thoughts on tonight, I'm joined by two women who know Eurovision so well. Once again, do you want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Madeline Tutelian from Bulgaria.
And I'm Samantha Ross from the United States.
So we had our debrief on Tuesday. Here we are again. How many did you get right in your predictions today, Madeline?
I just happened to have a 10 out of 10 for the semifinal, which is a first in many editions. So I take it.
Give that girl a hand. My gosh. I had 9, fully admit it. Yep.
Was it a more clear-cut semifinal, do you think, Sam?
Oh, no, not at all. I think there were a few clear-cut definite qualifiers that we were generally expecting and a few that we sadly kind of were going to wager that wouldn't make it through. But there was really this sort of peloton in the middle that we really had no idea who was in, who was out, what the mood of the voting populace is going to be. This could have gone in about 11 billion different ways. So Madeline, seriously, 10 in a row? Like, you got those? How?
I'm shocked. Honestly, I was telling this to everyone before the semifinal that probably if you draw lots, you would get more correct qualifiers than actually trying to predict. But yeah, it was a really even playing field tonight. And I think we will see it also after we know the full results on Saturday, after Saturday.
So who do you think stood out tonight?
Oh my goodness. I mean, I personally love the Australian song. It is my personal number one. So I was thrilled to see them do as well as they were doing. Austria, I think, had probably their best performance tonight that I've seen from their rehearsals. I think they really came together beautifully. The reaction in the hall for Belgium, I thought, was absolutely spectacular. I helped out with an exit poll that took place after the second dress rehearsal yesterday, and by and away, like Belgium, people were going absolutely crazy for Gustav. So to see that energy really kind of come through with the audience tonight, super, super happy for him and that delegation. So, yeah.
Madeline, full disclaimer, there's a podcast, but you are draped in the Armenian flag because tell everyone you are Armenian.
Yeah. So I will honor my origin. You can also notice it in the surname. But yeah, Armenia, completely objectively, for me, had a stunning performance and it was my winner of the night. The colors worked amazingly. Brunette, she is the performer, and I'm just happy that Armenia once again relied on local young talent. And yeah, I'm just so happy for Brunette, and I can't wait to see the direction in which her career goes after this.
Sam, what was the biggest surprise, you think, of those 10?
Biggest surprise? I think until I saw it on stage, Lithuania may have kind of passed me by a little bit. I think the song was very, well, incredibly well performed and certainly emotionally evocative. I always thought it was very subtle, but it came together really, really nicely. That repeated chuto tuto, it obviously stuck in people's minds. It really came together beautifully. And honestly, maybe I'm just a little bit envious of Monica for being able to pull off that shade of orange, something that I could never do. So good on you, girl.
Albania went through. Pleased to see the Kalmendis in the final?
Absolutely. I'm very happy that we have a family act together. And also we see Albania back to its essence with powerful vocals and the stage in red and black. And for me, they were always going to go through. And the language barrier in their case. And actually, for Albania, almost always is not a barrier at all. They just work it pretty well.
A non-qualifier for Georgia again.
Yeah, that's really hard to see. They haven't qualified for, was it 5 years, 6 years now, I'm sorry to say. And especially with Iru, who is an incredible talent, a junior Eurovision winner. It's really heartbreaking to see that. I look forward to seeing what she does in the future. She's still a young talent who has a major road ahead of her. Hopefully this doesn't discourage her tonight.
And another non-qualifier for Denmark.
Yeah, it looks like they haven't qualified since 2019. And it's a nation that I've had a number of great songs in the past that I've really loved from them. But tonight just wasn't their night. Despite an ambitious staging and an artist with a known social media following, it wasn't quite enough to take them across the finish line. I'm very interested to see how the eventual scores shake out when they're released after the final.
and a non-qualifier for Iceland, who've been pretty good the last couple of years.
Yeah, they are out for the first time in 3 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Hatari 2019.
2018.
Yeah, first time they haven't qualified since 2018.
Yeah, so it's hard to say that. She really brought it tonight, both in terms of vocals and sheer stage panache. I mean, when was the last time we saw a handstand like and that backflip on stage? And like she's incredible, an incredible, incredible talent. Great, great vocals. There is nothing that I could point at to say this was to blame. You know, a lot of these artists just poured their heart on stage and it just wasn't their night. It's not a personality flaw. It's not anything to point fingers at. It just, some things just don't work out and it's a shame and a heartbreak, but you dust yourself off and move forward.
And might I say that the song really represents, actually Dilio really represented her song title on stage. She showed the power, and I think this is one of the top workout tracks of this year.
Yeah, it is.
In song contest.
That was also a theme of the postcards. Everyone was working out. You had Iru working out, Andrew Lambrou playing basketball. You had Dilio, like, powerlifting. You had Victor Vernikos. Oh, Greece, a non-qualifier for Greece.
Yeah,
for
non-qualifier for Greece. It's always sad to see that seems that they're out for the first time in 3 years, if I'm not mistaken. And again, such a young artist, but he really poured his heart out on stage tonight. You could tell that he was really feeling the crowd's energy, the jumping around, and I think he performed it the best that I've heard him perform it since here. It really came together. It just wasn't the night. And, you know, again, 16 years old with a song that he wrote and composed himself. I believe he produced it himself as well. I mean, that's incredible. I always come back to this thought, win or lose, qualify or not, you never actually lose. You get to perform your song in front of millions of people, springboard yourself into a future career. Whatever the result is at the end of the night, that is an incredible, incredible accomplishment that you cannot take for granted.
So, Sam, your winner on the night, Australia?
Yeah, yeah, it has been since day one, let's be real.
And if we took Armenia out of the mix, who would be your winner if we took Armenia out? Because you are Armenian.
Well, I would say that my nerves were really starting to be on the fence at the end because my top two for the night were Armenia and Slovenia, which were left out for the complete end. And for Slovenia, I would say that this group has an insane level of charisma and they work so well as a live band. I enjoy listening to them in studio, but live, they just really, really, really give an outstanding performance. And I'm happy that they went through.
They left Slovenia to the end.
Yeah, oh, I can't even imagine just the sort of the sweat forming on the brows. Everybody. But you kind of, us in the press room, we were sort of like, you know, we all kind of figured that Slovenia would probably have a really, really good shot of going through. But what if they don't? What if they don't? What if they don't? I mean, I'm sure everybody at home was probably feeling the same way. Another theme that I saw that kind of come across tonight that we're carrying over from the first semifinal is that it was a good night for language. There weren't as many non-English language songs in the semifinal as there were in the first, but two out of the three did make it through. We have Albania going through, Brunette with the piece in Armenian. Unfortunately, Romania did lose out tonight with the Romanian and English, but it's going to be a very linguistically diverse final, and I'm looking forward to seeing how that shakes out.
Sam, Madeline, as always, thank you so much for your expert analysis, and are you going to strap in for a great grand final?
Absolutely.
I cannot wait.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for having us.
Baby, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Blanka from Poland. We're walking and talking again. Well done. You've made it through to the grand final.
Oh, my Lord. What is going on?
How did you feel when Poland's name was called out?
Oh, my God. I was so happy. I just jumped on my choreographer. I hope, you know, she's okay because I just hugged her so, so hard. I was so happy. I am so happy. I can't believe it's happening. I'm still shaking, so.
What happens now? What do the next 2 days involve? I know there's obviously the jury final and the grand final, but what's going to go on with your team?
Well, we have to watch the show because I haven't seen it yet. I want to watch the show and, you know, figure out what we can improve, obviously, because I'm always about that. But also, I just want to hug my mom. I still had no time to do that. So I just can't wait to see her, hug her, and just talk to her for at least like 10 minutes, you know?
So you've not really seen her yet?
No, I have to go back to the hotel and she's probably waiting there for me because she was here at the arena. But, you know, we just did like hundreds of love interviews. So I just told her if she can just wait for me at the hotel.
You know my next question, don't you? Can
yes.
you guess?
Of course, I know your question. I'm going to guess the question. The question is about Moya.
The dog.
Yes, of course.
So is she here?
She's here. Ah. Well, she's at the hotel. And in the morning, she gave me like hundreds of kisses. And I actually posted on my story because she is my biggest puppy cutest supporter.
Do you think she is your good luck charm?
100%.
When you were on stage,
yep.
how did it feel semifinals night with yep. knowing what it meant?
Well, it felt incredible, you know. I felt the energy from the crowd, and that was so strong. And I remember hearing, I have my, you know, earphones.
In-ears, yeah.
Yes, my in-ears that, you know, they're supposed to make you just not hear anything. But I heard the crowd. The crowd just went crazy, and that felt incredible.
It's what everyone has been waiting for.
Yeah, that's incredible. I can't wait to do this again.
I know, in 2 days' time.
I know, come on.
Blanka, well done. You're through to the final for Poland.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Aleka from Estonia, we are walking and talking. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was really excited that I was the third. And also I had like this energy thing coming through my veins. And just blowing up all the way when I was shouted out. So before it, I felt really calm, surprisingly, the first two finalists. And I was really calm, like not about them, but about me, that I'm going to be good.
It must feel amazing to get to that grand final. It's what you came here for.
Yes, of course, my biggest purpose is also to do really good on the finals. So I think right now I completed like a 70% of my purpose in here.
Yeah.
So I have, of course, the biggest purpose to make Estonia proud and to make myself and proud and my parents and relatives, of course, my friends. So I'm really happy that I already did that. But I think that there's more way to go, and I'm ready to do it.
I said, Andrew Lambrew said the same. It's like, do you keep a little bit in the tank, ready for the grand final, ready to go that little bit further?
Yeah. I think that with my song, actually, the most special thing about it, that it's a really honest song, and it's a really minimalistic song with the instrumentals, and it's really focusing on the voice and on the honesty of just being with myself and singing this song to all the Europe. So I think that I don't have some kind of a, I don't know, note, maybe a special note, one more note, even higher, or whatever. I just feel that I really need, again, to bond with myself, to feel almost exactly as I felt today. So I was just being honest, and I think this is the key of this song. This is the key of this performance. So I'm not gonna, I don't know, do a breakdance or, I don't know, a salto, backflips.
Can you imagine?
I can imagine. Or, I don't know, you know, do the bridge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The crab.
Yeah. Why not? This song, what it needs is just honesty, just being opened to yourself. So for myself and to the other people, and to just concentrate with yourself, to concentrate and to just bond with yourself. Yeah.
What's hilarious right now, Aleka, is that we're right at the end of the night. You've had such a busy evening. We're just walking through the empty conference center now, having a lovely time.
Oh yeah, we are.
So quiet, but it's because it's so late. I'm going to let you get some sleep. You're back in the grand final. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great night too.